Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about, actually the past few years, about the sewage treatment plant in Victoria. King County Executive Dow Constantine and Washington Governor Jay Inslee have weighed in now. What does a sewage plant in Victoria, though, have to do with King County? Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, is here to tell us. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy. I wondered when they were going to notice it down there.
Well, so why are these two politicians getting involved?
So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this, right? This is the entire sewage treatment plant here, plan here in Victoria has come off the rails.
Right.
We said they'd set a budget, they'd picked a site, they'd agreed, they'd started levying it on our taxes, and it looked like the story was over. And the whole thing came off the rails a few weeks ago. We've talked about it on the station a couple of times. But today, the Victoria paper is front page story. The governor and King County executive have written to Premier Christy Clark saying this endangers relations between Washington State and British Columbia, gently reminding the premier that it has been more than 20 years since British Columbia Premier promised to do this. He promised, Mike Harcourt promised to do this in 1993 under threat of a boycott, of a tourism boycott of British Columbia. The letter goes on to remind the Premier of British Columbia, current Premier Christy Clark, that Governor Gregoire supported British Columbia hosting the Olympics because we committed to treating our sewage, that our own provincial government ordered the city and the region to treat its sewage 8 years ago. And I would have to say the tone of the letter is very polite, it's very cross-border friendly, but the tone is we've had enough. This has gone on long enough. And I think that's a fair comment, actually.
Do you think that this will really have any effect?
Well, I guess there's two things to say about that. The agreement to do this is an order from both of our governments, actually. The national government has also ordered Victoria to deal with this problem. The deal to do it, the plan to do it, has fallen apart at the regional level. What you had was regional government. Our regional districts are a little like county systems in the states, not entirely exactly the same, had agreed on this plan, picked a site. They started preparing the site. A local government, the municipality of Esquimalt, vetoed the development change to allow it to happen. They blocked it. Regional government asks the provincial government, which has power, to step in and overrule and impose the deal on the region. And the provincial government said, we're not going to do that. It's your folks' problem. You fix it.
Wow.
So I don't know whether the provincial government will turn around and do something about this. I'll tell you this. What prompted the action, I'm going to sound like a traitor to my hometown for saying this, but listen, what prompted this in the first place, let us recall, was some news coverage down there, started by Joel Connolly of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, right, in 1991, pointing out that we were dumping raw sewage into a shared waterway. That led to a public outcry in Washington State. That led to a threat of a tourism boycott, to cancellation of meetings, and that's what prompted the original promise 20 years ago. So I guess what I would say is that this letter from the King County executive and from the governor is kind of an early warning. They're asking us nicely, but I would think when they say this could damage relations between the state and British Columbia, I think they're right. I think we can easily see, without making any threats, how patience has got to be running out in Washington State.
20 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
We're talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, a regular Wednesday guest on The Record. So this week, Vaughn, the Canadian government is expected to announce whether it says a thumbs up or thumbs down to an oil pipeline long planned through the oil sands of northern British Columbia. What do you expect Prime Minister Stephen Harper to say?
This has turned into such a huge political mess that I think there is a genuine possibility that the national government's going to try to delay.
Really?
So what happened is we had an environmental review of the project. The review made 210 recommendations for what would have to be met for the project to go ahead, so a lot of conditions. The government has a deadline to say thumbs up or thumbs down. And yes, they're expected to do that Friday or early next week. But there's a rumbling here now that the government will take sort of option C, which is to essentially send the proposal back to the review panel to sort out some issues. And the reason they would do that, first of all, there is such heavily dug-in opposition here in British Columbia from the public, from environmental groups, and from Native people who are threatening to block the path if the project's ever approved, if construction starts on the pipeline. So next year is probably an election year in Canada, and the thinking, I'm sure Americans will understand this, if you can think of a way to put something off last the election.
Yes.
So there's a possibility. It's interesting. It started as a point of speculation just in the last couple of weeks that if there was a way to just put this off for a while, why wouldn't the government kill the project outright if it's that controversial? Well, the reason they would be reluctant to do that is because of the obvious line it would provide President Obama with on the proposed Keystone pipeline through the United States. And he would say, look, the Canadians won't approve these things. Why the hell should we?
Hmm.
So I think the government would look. You can see why the government might be looking for that middle ground.
I can see that indeed. Before we let you go, briefly, if we're not boycotting British Columbia, some good news for travelers.
Oh, yeah. There's been questions for some time, Marcy, about the two ferry services between Washington State and Victoria. So the ferry that goes to Port Angeles, Washington, and the ferry that goes to Seattle, the Coho to Port Angeles, the Clipper to Seattle. And the provincial government has been looking at the leases for those services. There was talk at one point they were going to try to move them out of the harbor here in Victoria. Provincial government has come along saying they're good for the economy. They've extended both leases. They're going to review both services as part of the future of the harbor. But yes, good news for tourism. You're right.
Unless we start boycotting you.
Oh, please. You asked me what might make the difference. A little more rumbling from Washington State, and perhaps the region will come around and sort this problem out, because it's really just a matter of going ahead with an existing plan and they've already started spending money on this thing. You know, it's a little late in the day to be saying, let's go back to square one.
Oh, my. Vaughn Palmer, we look forward to 20 more years of talking about the Victoria's sewage treatment plant. Vaughn is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun and our guest every Wednesday here on The Record. Thanks. Talk with you next week, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Marcy.